Hey, Brother Wes, are we loving what we do and doing what we love or what?
We are, and this was supposed to be a mini rack and stack day, but it ended up just being, I guess, a rack. I mean, there's
this no is a rack
in the rack.
We're just doing the rack today. We no rack and stack. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, we're gonna catch Mark in a couple of weeks. So, you know, when I you know, I never get upset when somebody has to call and make a change, because I might have done that once or twice. You know, things happen in the busy world of making things happen, right?
So, well, I'll tell you what, letting us know is a lot better than not letting us know.
We may have had one of those once.
Yeah, we've been stood up a couple times. So
Yeah. That I don't even care if you let me know 5 minutes before. I mean, yeah. You don't love it, but I mean, things happen, right? But
well, that's why we work together. You know, where I drop the ball, you pick it up, and vice versa. Yeah, that's what teamwork's all about.
That's what it's all about, right? I like that. Could I use that as a Wes Wyatt quote?
Well, you can, but you'd be lying. I'm sure somebody else come up with that.
Well, yeah, no. I figure if you use it often enough, people will just assume it's yours.
Come up with something better, you know?
Okay.
You know, real quick, I this is completely off the reservation here, so we'll get to you in just 1 second, Kevin. But Randy and I were sitting with the great Ben Gay. You know, I guess it's been about a year now. You know, one of the things that he told us was that, you know, some of these sayings that, you know, you attribute to people, were actually sent around, you know, on an old, almost like a, what were those things called? You know, chain letter, you know, there'd be 10 or 20 of them that this person come up with, and the greats out there, the Zig Ziglars and the, you know, all the biggest people of their time, the Bens and all those people would say, yeah, I want that. And they put a you know, cash in the envelope, strike that one off, yep. And it was theirs.
I don't know. I mean, I like that. I think we should go back to that. I like
it. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I'm going to buy that one today. I like that statement.
Yeah,
Speaking of statement, let's make a statement.
Yeah, they're all good. But I'll tell you what, why don't we get to the best part, which is our guest.
Yeah, because Kevin works. And his name is Fox.
That's right. That's right.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Man, does it get any better, Ness?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm glad we could jump on today.
Well, likewise. I mean, we had such a great conversation just a few days ago. And, you know, so for anybody that can't read on there, because I don't want to be unfair, Kevin Fox with Foxworks, right? WORX out of beautiful New Albany, Ohio.
WERX.
Oh, the ERX. That's right. You spell it wrong, or I spell it wrong. I tend to, if I spell everything the way I talk with my mid-Michigan-born hillbilly isms, yeah, nobody know what I had to say. So yeah, that's okay, though. But welcome. I'm glad to have you on, man. Be good to catch up. Well, of course. Yeah. And, you know, I think the timing is great because for any of my friends on here that are aware, and if you're not, then you don't watch enough. So fix that. You know, I'm actively involved with the NFBA, the National Frame Builders Association, on their board of directors, which I just am blessed. And we've got a great show coming up in Knoxville in a couple of weeks. And I think you're going to be there talking. What do you think?
I am indeed. Really looking forward to it. It's coming up here really fast. So I think it was great when we were chatting the other day and you thought, hey, let's have a little chat ahead of time, maybe give people a sneak peek of what I might be talking about at the event. And I'm always excited to learn more about the National Frame Builders Group and that industry in general, as we've been working more and more in that space. As we talked about the other day, it's growing, like the adoption curve is really increasing quickly in the construction space in general. So I'm really looking forward to that event.
Well, we're blessed to have you, man. It's going to be great. And prior to you getting there, I'm going to do all I can to make sure everybody understands and remembers to catch your talk, because, you know, as we talked the other day, I love AI. I love everything about AI. And we're going to delve into that here right now, pretty much. But the thing with AI is, probably I'm going to guess a lot of folks in my audience are slightly not sure exactly what it all means, how it all works, where it all lives, where it all comes from, scared to death. Oops, losing my headset here. I don't have my headset on. I had to do a little, I talk with my hands and my ears, apparently. Let's get started before we get too far, because this is a question I'm going to ask a very weird question, because partially because I think if I ask it, I'm pretty normal, even though my wife doesn't agree. But tell us about AI. What the heck is it? And where does it live? I know it's an odd thing to say, but What is this crazy thing of
artificial intelligence? What is AI? You said we have how much time do we have?
I don't know. Let's do the 101 version. I don't know if I can handle it. I can do about the 94 version.
Yeah, it is a great question. Quite frankly, what AI is today is different than it was 6 months ago. It is just an incredibly exciting, rapidly evolving space. But I can tell you what it isn't. And this is something I think it's important to understand. People think AI is the future. It's not. You know, it's actually the present. It's here.
Love that.
It is here, and it is not going away. So it will be a part of our future, but it's going to continue to evolve. And what's exciting from our perspective is, you know, we have deep development roots in the AI space. And so on our software development team, we're integrating AI into our products. What I really like to do is get involved in specific niche-specific problems, really, allowing AI to solve specific problems, because that's when AI gets really exciting. Now, obviously you can get in and you can chat with, ChatGPT or Claude or one of the models and have a great time. And they can be productive, making sure that you're getting your prompts in good order to make sure you're getting the most out of that. But when AI really shines is when it is, it's funny. I come from the background. I've been in the advertising marketing business for over 30 years. And I always say that I'm in the problem solving business. And people don't understand. They say when they hire me, I work with Fortune 500 companies all around the world. And sometimes they're like, hey, no constraints. I just want you to go nuts. And I'd always have to remind them, like, well, that's actually, you're not helping me or you by saying that. To problem solve, you actually want constraints. You want a box to work within. And AI is no different. Robert Frost once said that, free verse poetry is like playing tennis without a net. Right? Back and forth, but it's a lot less exciting. We need a net. We need boundaries. We need in and out, right? It's the same when we're solving creative problems. It really is. We need a box. We need a set of guardrails and guidelines to go by. So where AI really shines is by going deep into your business and being prescribed a box, being prescribed a problem to solve. And that's when things get very, very exciting. And so that's what we do. That's what we've been doing in the building industry and what I'll be sharing at our conference in April.
Love it. So the folks you'll be talking to at the NFBA and a large percentage of my world is either suppliers to or the metal roofing and post-frame builder facet of the industry. If they're not using AI right now, if we're not using it at all, and you and I talked, and I use it every single day, but I'm still a novice, okay?
Right.
A big time novice, and I want to get better. That's why I'm going to hopefully introduce you at the conference. If nobody else already have dibs on the one and only Kevin Fox, then I'm going to weasel my way in. So explain to us, if we're either not using it at all and we're hearing about this crazy thing and we probably ought to do something, where's the best place to start? Because, and I'm going to preface this with something you and I talked about the other day, that I see AI, like a lot of things, is you can't start college prep calculus and have never taken first or second grade math, right?
Yep.
You, and aren't we going to get behind pretty quickly, as quickly as this evolves, if we don't get started now?
Certainly. You know, I mean, that's the first thing I always tell people. If like you're unsure about AI, or you don't know how to use it for your business, or you don't even know how to, just play with it, right? Like, get out there and play with the free version of ChatGPT. If you go to chatgpt.com, check that out. There are several models, but you know, OpenAI has a model called ChatGPT. Microsoft has a version called Bard. Anthropic has one called Claude. They're all fantastic. They all have strengths and weaknesses when you really get, you know, digging deep. But for someone who's just starting, I recommend go to OpenAI, ChatGPT.com, and just start chatting. You know, literally, yeah. Just chat with the AI. And to answer your question, what is AI? Where does it live? It lives in giant data centers, right? So there are just like giant data centers, which are computers, which are strung together. And basically, this AI has been trained on the whole of the internet and even more, right? They have ingested specific knowledge throughout history, books, thought leadership papers, you know, there's a lot. It's unbelievable what is there. And so really what it is you're tapping into a database that you can access via voice, right? And some of the beauty of AI is how it is learns to, guess kind of where you're headed, to really sift through that data. But it happens so quickly. That's what seems so magical, is that it's accessing the world's data in a moment of seconds. And you really can have a just conversation, you know? So if you are, you know, if you're looking to brainstorm ideas, brainstorm with AI, you know, it's a great partner. If you have questions, more and more people are shifting to AI to get basic questions answered, where they maybe before would have gone to Google. Well, AI has access to all of the information Google does, right? So that's actually a big change that's coming towards the search engine industry, right? So if you have any clients who are, you know, working in SEO for their businesses, that's going to be changing dramatically as well with the advent of AI. As you've seen, they're already doing those AI overviews on Google searches. Well, that's just the starting point. So, you know, some people are bypassing Google altogether and using AI. All right. So another reason to play with AI, to your point, is get found by AI, right? So we have programs where we will actually do an AI positioning and make sure that we are getting spotlights on your business and your business information and your services for AI. There's ways to kind of, you know, signal, hey, here we are, make sure you're drawing us. But beyond that, just from a standpoint of like, hey, you know, talk about your business with the AI, right? Because if you're on the free public model, that's going to go into some of that training. And then the next step, when you talk about those foundational things, something I'd love to offer for your group, and maybe we can drop it in the description of this, is I do have a training that I offer for kind of foundational AI use. And it kind of gives you all of that basic framework, where to go, how to use it, how to start implementing it personally and in your business. And then it dives into building personal GPTs, which is where you can really start to find a lot more power. That's something, it's all stuff, we can't cover all that here today, but I'd love to provide access to your listeners and to our course. I'll provide absolutely. You guys a link to that, and free of charge, you guys can go through that. And, you know, my hope is some folks can check out that course even before they go to the conference. And so they're even kind of more up to speed.
Well, that'd be awesome. Appreciate that. That's great. I'll be your biggest one to look at it, because I made the determination that I am going to learn everything I can about AI and use it as much to my advantage as I can. And this, like I said, the small little bit, which you hit on a minute ago, which I thought was kind of fascinating that I found, is now I find myself talking to it, whether it's by voice or text, like it's a person.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like my buddy, right? Yeah. And what I love is, you know, and I found, and I'm going to say this as a way to, as a segue into a little bit more discussion on this, I guess, but if I ask it to do something, like to give me some ideas on a blog to write about a subject. And it, like you said, it's like, I don't literally hit send and it's already,
right,
you know, kicking something out just so fast. But I love doing the, you know, the you're not quite there, dude. Can you make it a little more witty, something a little more this and that? And it's like, Well, of course we can, Randy. Here's what we, how do you think about this? It's like I'm having this conversation.
Right.
It's, yeah. it's in, it not only is it just amazing to me, but it's kind of entertaining, to be honest.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. It's very exciting. And, you know, you got to understand, I come from this. So I've always had a foot in the technology world and a foot in the creative and marketing and advertising world. So when I see, you know, I've seen the evolution of AI to where when it was first writing copy, it was horrible. It was downright embarrassing. And, you know, the strides that it's made has been unbelievable. But then when you apply proper AI prompting techniques and proper frameworks, and you start to establish a tone of voice that, you know, that is consistent for your business. When you provide it the right types of input and the right type of direction, like you're saying, hey, you're not there yet, dude. Like, that's what it needs. That's creative direction, and it needs to be brought in, and it'll start to learn that voice, right? So there's a lot of ways to amplify that by you know, in different software and kind of creating your, again, private GPTs and things. But even just playing with it to that degree, you know, it may, you know, I'm a big fan. I'm a writer by trade. So I like to still polish any content that I'm going to get, but it's a great brainstorming partner. And there's a lot of tasks, regardless of industry, that can just be simplified. You know, I always tell people that, you know, AI, it's not here to take your job. Right. But it is here to take the things off your list that you don't have time to do. It's a force multiplier. Right. So in the construction industry, for example, like when the nail gun came out. Right.
Right.
You know, you can still use a regular hammer and nail. Right. But, you know, OK, you can get that job done a lot faster with a nail gun. Same with AI.
And a good point along that is the nail gun did not take away the carpenter. Exactly. Running the nail gun.
Right.
It just made him more efficient, made him quicker, possibly more accurate, and could do more in a day because he's not tiring himself out, you know, all the things. So, and I look at that as somebody I was talking to the other day said, well, the change and this, and yeah, change. We've had change. I said, back in the day, before Henry Ford made that little thing called the Model T, you didn't have car mechanics. You had people shoeing horses. And at some point, somebody had to learn to, maybe I don't have to shoe horses anymore because we don't need as much of that. We need to, or make wagon wheels or make whatever. We're going to learn to be a mechanic, or we're going to learn to build cars, right? So we're ever transitioning. And that's all it really is, right?
And really that being open to that transition, I think, and just having an open mind to the possibilities, I think is really important. I mean, to the Henry Ford example, you know, at that time, you know, if Henry Ford would have gone and just asked the people, well, what do you need? What do we need? They would have said, I need faster horses. Well, that's not what he was solving. That's not the problem he was solving. He's going at it a different way. Well, that's what AI is doing, right? So it's not solving the problems. It wasn't built from, you know, customer research, right? This is coming whole lot. And that's why sometimes it feels like it came out of nowhere, right? Because it is actually a tool that wasn't built yet with our end users in mind. So it's that reticence to kind of get started, to get comfortable with the space, to learn how you can use it. Like that's the biggest step. And I just tell people just jump in because it is fun. Like you said, you know, even in ChatGPT, if you know, the smartphone version, you can even have a voice, you know, to speak to. If you don't even want to type, you can just, you know, you can pick your language, pick your accent, and it does. It can become a little friend. But like, it is very, very attainable. And I think that it is important for people just to play, get familiar, because, you know, from my perspective, I want people to get comfortable with the basics so that we can then dive in and say, all right, let's make it go to work for you, right? Like, once you're comfortable chatting with AI, now let's hire AI, right? Let's hire an AI workforce or an AI employee. And that's when you really start to see this kind of just exponential growth, because again, we're leveraging AI. It's a force multiplier. It's taking things off their plate, doing things that they can't do or can't do well enough. You know, construction industry is a huge example of this. We're like, we like a really personal touch, right? So we're not going to use AI. And I agree, you know, nothing beats a personal touch. But you know, for example, if someone's calling, a lead's calling you and they're going to voicemail, how personal is that? right?
True.
As opposed to if you implement an AI receptionist that is trained on your business, can answer questions right away, can pre-qualify that lead. They could be having a conversation with this AI receptionist and, oh, I need a pole barn. It needs to be this big. And, you know, here's my proposed construction date. Okay, what's your budget? Work into that. So we can understand and we can be scoring, is this a good lead or not, right? And then coming right off of that, there could be a follow-up text sent right away with no one on the sales team touching it, or more information emailed or sent with no one else touching it. And then a notification goes to the sales team like, hey, go follow up with them. Here's the overview. Here's what we chatted about. Here's the lead scoring. It's hot. Go get it, right? And those are the moments where people are like, okay. And actually, that is actually a personal touch, even though it's not a human.
It is. And cruise right past very quickly the discover stage, right? Because there's always that discover stage of what are you looking for? What kind of building? What's it going to be for? What you want past that, because now when I get this on my laptop or my iPad, I know exactly what Kevin Fox is looking for. He's looking for a 40 by 60 and he needs it for boats and he would like a couple overhead doors. You know, there's a lot of that discovery that's out of the way. And we can get right down to talking about what is it that we can do together and how can we help you? I mean, again, time saver, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're saving time for your sales team and for your team. You're also saving time for your customers, right? Like, cause if it's not a good fit, okay, well then they know as well. Right. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you have a sales team who has, you know, the other thing I didn't even mention, we could be booking appointments right onto their sale, mm-hmm. you know, demos or appointments right from that chat. So they come wake up and they see either these high qualified leads to follow up with, or they see appointments that have populated on their calendar. Again, they're ready because they're chasing down things that are qualified rather than, oh, okay, I'm going to make all these phone calls and find out maybe they weren't the right fit. That's just the tip of the iceberg of how you can really start to implement them.
Well, wouldn't Calendly, we if I can say it, and some of those are AI driven, right? I
mean, oh, yeah, sure.
Think about it. I don't use it, and I'm going to very quickly because I schedule guests for this show. I want to be scheduled more on a YouTube channel that I'm doing, which is 100% industry based. But the back and forth that I do,
right.
Okay. So if I got these dates set, right? And Kevin, you and I talk and you want to be on. Now we got to do the back and forth. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the three dates I have. Well, none of those will work, Randy. Well, okay, here's some other dates I have. In the interim, I can't do that with anybody else because I don't want to have two people fighting for the same dates. And then I got to call one of you back. So where I love that whole concept for anybody that doesn't know how that works is I literally send you that, right? You choose your, I know the dates and times I have available. I don't care which one you pick. And and to me, in doing what I do, that is probably one of the hugest things I can do right now from a time management standpoint, because now I can be scheduling 10 guests for Building Wins Live and 10 guests for my Let's Chat with Randy, a YouTube channel all at the same time. And I don't have to do anything until all of a sudden it pops up. Says, oh, I'm meeting Kevin at 3 tomorrow. Okay, good. Right.
Right.
I what a time saver. As for us guys that are sales pros on here, we have a lot to do, right? Managing multiple products in many cases, if you're a rep like I am, managing multiple manufacturers like I am. If I can eliminate some of those things and plug and play and let ChatGTP or Canonly take care of that, again, minor, tiny little tip of the iceberg of what it can do, but that's just given, I think, a real life example to folks that are going, I'm not ready to go too far yet.
Sure.
But boy, here's two or three things we can do right now, right?
Yeah. If you have an AI receptionist pre-qualify a lead, send that booking link. They pick the time that works for them. It lands on the salesperson's calendar. And then also, what about instant estimates, right? Like if they have a sense, like, look, it's not, you know, it's they're just looking for a broad range. Okay, when we do the qualifications, if they're interested in digging that deep, okay, well, how big and what type? And, you know, they can get that initial estimate out the door to them. And your salespeople are, again, they're closing. They're not providing those instant estimates. But again, all of those are individual use cases. And And that's what makes it so great, is it can be so tailored to your business. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, to your point, you got to just first dive in and start playing with it. And I think once you do, once you start playing, it can be you'll understand it's not so scary.
Well, it's not. And see, I went from not scared of it anymore to very quickly to a place that I find myself a lot. And I think I admitted to you one day, I have a love-hate relationship with technology, right? I love to hate it and hate to love it. You know, I want it all. I want to know it all. And I want to use it all. And for anybody that knows me, I'm not young, but I'm not old, mm-hmm. but I'm not young. And so my point is, it doesn't matter your age. You don't have to be 23 and understand how to use that and understand right. the value. It's my frustration level, probably more than any, is that I'm not learning it as quick as I want to, because I just see so many things. And what I really is exciting, Kevin, is at the very entry level that I still am, which is probably way ahead of a lot of people that don't do it at all, but still, I don't even know what I don't know yet.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I have zero idea what it can do.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't want to bust your bubble, but you're never going to learn everything it can do because it's growing too fast. It's changing too fast.
Exactly.
So, but that's what makes it so exciting, is it's just growing so quickly. See we're sharing the website on the screen here, which is great. If you scroll up, back up to that scorecard in the middle, that's another great example of AI doing a lot of upfront work. There's a scorecard towards the front top of the right there. So this is a good example of AI going to work for a business, right? So this is an example. There's a form on this page on this page that anyone can fill out, and then get a free snapshot report, right? So we'll do a free report for any business who wants to see how they're doing in the world of marketing, right? How visible is my business? Can mm-hmm. my customers find me, right? And then, you know, that's the first and foremost, because there's a lot that can be done there. And then it'll dig into your, okay, how's your SEO? How is your website functioning? And these, it'll dive a little bit deeper. But all of that's done through an AI tool that we've implemented into our business. And what's great is then that first part, even the listings and citations part, where that's a quick win. Now, I always tell people, a lot of people might see that low score there and they're like, oh, that's too bad. Like, no, that's a great thing, because we can fix it quickly and you'll see changes quickly, right? Mm-hmm. But that alone, that is, we have a direct connection to the data repositories that fuel the business internet. And it's a direct connection, and it's optimized by AI, and it's always updating listings in real time and always on. And that's the difference. We can't have a team to be manually updating these listings all the time, but the AI can be on it 24/7. And what's really important about this is when these listings get out of whack, it can really impact your local SEO. And so this, having that address gets you ranking higher and keeps you staying ranking higher. But it's, again, it's something that the sweat equity of trying to do that manually, it's you can't do it. You can't stay on top of it with a manual workforce. So that's how we've implemented AI. That's just one example. I mean, I could certainly go on and on, but again, anyone in your audience, if they want to fill out that form there, I'd be happy to run a report for them and share the insights. And like, you don't need to work with us to get any benefit out of that. There's a lot of good stuff in there.
Awesome.
And great. You'll gain from it. But that's a great example. And then you saw on the site there, the real power of these systems that we build are that they are built specific for individual industries, right? So my background, I don't know if we've talked about it, but, you know, I started out, I've been in the business about 30 years and worked a lot with large national and global Fortune 500 enterprise companies, right? What a great education and a great experience working with these giant brands. And when I started my own agency 6 years ago, I kind of just kept running that same playbook and working with, you know, kind of global, you know, pharmaceutical biotech companies the last 6 years or so. Well, when we built out the Foxworks software platform, it allowed us to take my knowledge, my team's knowledge over all of these years, and provide it now to local small and medium-sized businesses. And so that's what's been very, very exciting is through that platform, we can now, you know, whereas you don't, you know, these enterprise companies, they have an army to execute on our strategies, right? These local businesses don't. So the platform allows them to, again, force multiply, right? Let's build the strategy. Let's implement through AI or a combination of hybrid of AI and a team. But it allows them to play. It levels that playing field. And I got to tell you, it's been so much fun working with these local businesses because I can see now I'm working with the owners, right? Or maybe that, you know, if it's a larger company, still it's the president, but it's a smaller organization. It's not, okay, I'm not working with a business, but that's not making a decision because, you know, it really comes down to what the board of directors say, right?
Right.
And seeing that direct impact of our work on their business has been, it's been thrilling and it's been energizing, you know, so
that's awesome.
But, you know, really to that AI point, like there's so much it can do, but it's wide ranging. So again, we go through an AI assessment and readiness workshop to really kind of walk through, okay, well, we have some, you know, what are your current barriers, right? What are the things that you want to improve on? You know, ideally, you know, they're measuring some of this stuff already, right? If they're measuring ROI or they're measuring their lead, you know, what's their cost per lead or things like that. But if they're not, we'll help them set that stuff up. But we want to start with baselines. And then Where can we leverage AI to really kind of fill in the gaps? Where can we leverage it to multiply? Okay, we have a fantastic receptionist, but she can only talk to one person at a time, right? So when she's busy, rather than going voicemail, let's send to AI receptionist. Or like, how can we make our website work harder to not just be a billboard on the internet, but actually be a lead generation tool, right? What other kind of tools can we add to that, whether it's AI web chat or whether it's interactive forms or quizzes to help really get to know and provide value first to our potential customers. But it is an individual, it's on an individual basis. And that's why it's always exciting when we can kind of sit down and do a workshop or, you know, we do a lot of them over Zoom now, where we kind of get a small group of kind of stakeholders and kind of walk through where are the moments that we can institute AI to actually find, you know, some cost savings or kind of perform jobs that we don't have the team to do. It's incredibly, incredibly exciting time.
That's awesome. So, and when we get down together in Knoxville shortly, you're going to talk to the folks, which will be primarily post-frame builders or us in the supply world that supply them. What's two or three questions as we kind of, because you've been very kind with your time, what's two or three questions that if you're watching and you're coming to Knoxville and you're going to come see Kevin talk, what's two or three questions? This might even be a should ask question. Maybe we'll do that because Wes likes to put it up there, and I beat him to it this time. So yeah, I feel better. But I always play a game of beat the producer, and usually I lose. But what's two or three questions that these attendees should come to the show ready to ask if you do a Q&A? I don't know if you're planning on doing a Q&A, but now I just set you up to do a Q&A. So there you go. What should they come going? What do I want to find out from Kevin?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think, and I am planning a Q&A. I've got an hour scheduled. So my goal is to at least accommodate 15 minutes at the end.
It can be a plan if you want, you know, just feed me one if you need one.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'll do that. But you know, it's a great question. I think the question I get a lot, and it's one that you've asked is like, well, how do we even get started with AI? Right. And it's such a big question. Right. So the short answer is, like we talked about, just play with it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But generally people, especially in that industry, they're like, well, how do I get my business started with AI? Right. So that's when I would say, well, first you need to really get an assessment of where you are today and how AI sees you and how your business is seen in general by the public. And so that's where that report comes in. Right. So I would have them run a report because really we can pontificate all day long, but data is what drives action. Right. So, you know, the first and foremost, let's really get a sense of a baseline of where we can start. And I, you know, I'm a big fan of minimum effective dose, right? Anytime that we work with anybody, like it's easy to say like, yeah, we can do X, Y, and Z and do this and that and the other. Well, But let's start small, right? So let's start with the foundation. What are those things that we can do first to make sure our business is found, that we're leveraging our reviews, that we're, you know, optimizing our in-house team to their maximum capacity, that we are, you know, if you go through those moments, both internally and with your tools, how can we be optimizing those through AI and through software enhancements? That's going to be a lot for them to chew on right there. Right?
Yes, it will be.
So that's why, again, that form is really great. We'll just enter it. And then we're going to have a conversation built around your business, because
that
person who asked the question, how do they get started with AI? Well, the answer is different from them than it is the next person who's about to ask the question.
Yes. Right?
So, you know, I like to have some input. So I like to, like, let's take a look at your business and see how your business is scoring. And then we'll go from there.
Beautiful. Well, man, I'll tell you what, this has been good. I appreciate the time, and I appreciate the fact that was able to get you on prior to the show. I'm excited to meet you in person. I feel like I know you already. We've chatted a couple times, mm-hmm. but you know, I would be remiss if I didn't, as a closing here, talk about one of my favorite subjects. Okay, maybe not much of AI now, because you just made that my favorite subject, okay? But, you know, anybody that knows me, I'm a big believer in networking, the power of networking. And, you know, Action Coaches, right, is who introduced us.
That's right.
Ron and Peg and
Peg, Pete, who's Michelle.
Peg and Pete. Peg mm-hmm. and Pete are going to be on the podcast here soon as well. So a little shout out to them, because the power of networking you know, I'm learning a lot about AI today. Hopefully a lot of people watching this will learn something about AI, enough to bring them to ask the next question. And if you're attending the NFBA show in Knoxville, they'll come to your talk and be ready to ask questions and to be open-minded and to learn. And all that is back to the power of networking, right? If Pete and Peg were at the Buckeye Frame Building Association meeting, and that's where I met them. And now all of a sudden I met Ron, who he said, hey, I think you need to know Kevin. And so, folks, man, I can't preach enough about the power of networking. So
that's, you know, how about that on a call or, a live where we're talking about the power of AI, which is vast and wide ranging. Here we are again, talking about the power of the person. Right. And the power of the individual and the humans connecting actually face to face, which I'm looking forward to doing. I think we're going to meet face to face in Naples here shortly, too.
Yes, don't you forget. I think there's a favorite spot of yours and mine that we're going to meet up. Don't tell anybody.
We're looking forward to it. But, you know, get in that. Isn't that the way? You know, we're talking about this technology. And again, like, just as the technology can only do so much, if you put constraints around it and you use it properly, at the end of the day, these businesses are people, they're driven by people, they're benefiting people. And so it really is that human touch and that human connection, whether you're
absolutely, you know,
it's going to make the difference. And
it is,
I can't echo that enough. And again, I'm
really, absolutely,
incredibly important. People don't want to get too wrapped up in the tech and forget the
exactly tech. Well, exactly, you don't, and it's a hybrid approach, as we use the term, both of us, a lot, the force multiplier effect. Yep. This augments the relationship with people. It doesn't replace it, right?
That's 100%. Yeah.
Right on. Exactly. All right, buddy. I appreciate you, Kevin. We'll see you in a couple. Well, we'll see you less than a couple of weeks, because I think I know where we're going.
We got a spot. Right.
We got a spot. All right, buddy. Appreciate you, brother. Right.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. All right.
Thanks.
There you go, folks. AI. Just love it. I love AI. Not as much as networking, but it's close. Because as we just finished it, and I hope you got that point, it's not an either or. It's not an instead of. It's an augmentation of the two together. AI can help you be more of a networker. It can put you more involved with conversation with people because you're allowing, you're farming out, if you will, some of the other things you don't need to do, so you can spend more time networking and talking to people. So anyways, if you're coming to NFBA show in Knoxville, Tennessee, do not miss Kevin's talk. I'll be there. Love to see you. We'll introduce you to Kevin personally, because, you know, it's what I do. Anyways, until then, until next week or until next time, remember, live it, love it, own it, and do exactly what I'm doing right now, which is loving what I do and doing what I love. And do not forget this. You ready? Make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow. Who's that guy wrote that? I don't know. Can't write very well. Anyways, cheers.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.